What happens to a young marriage when the thing that once brought two people together suddenly vanishes? In a new film, Smashed, the answer isn't pretty. But neither is the alternative, because in Smashed, the thing that brought the couple together is alcohol. The couple is played by Aaron Paul of Breaking Bad and Mary Elizabeth Winstead. The film also stars Nick Offerman of Parks and Recreation, Megan Mullally, best known from Will and Grace, and Oscar winner Octavia Spencer. James Ponsoldt directed and co-wrote the film, and he joins me now from the studios of NPR West in Los Angeles. Welcome.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Now, I just mentioned a number of cast members, but the movie's really centered around Mary Elizabeth Winstead, who plays Kate. And Kate is a elementary school teacher with a serious drinking problem. We're going to hear a clip here. This is Kate attending her first AA meeting.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm an alcoholic, really. I just drink. I drink a lot. And I've always drank a lot. Everyone I know drinks a lot. So I never really thought it was a problem. But lately, it kind of seems like it is, so. I mean, I just want to be able to have a beer without it turning into 20 or wetting the bed. It just sort of seems like every time I drink, something awful happens, and all the things that used to be funny are not really funny anymore, and things have gone from embarrassing to scary, so.
So, James, you write this with the kind of authority that comes with real intimate knowledge. Why this particular subject matter?
Well, Smashed began as a conversation between myself and my co-writer, Susan Burke, sharing stories about stupid things we'd done while we were drunk. And we both spoke with a bit of authority about it. Susan, specifically because she got sober in her early 20s, started going to AA. And we talked about films that we'd seen that dealt with substance abuse or alcoholism, and realized that we didn't quite relate to many of them for any number of reasons. A lot of them felt like scared straight stories or social issue films and sort of lacked the humor and sense of youth and relatability that we were kind of looking for. We wanted a story about, you know, a marriage and a love story, but where, you know, we really, you know, identified with the character as opposed to objectified them.
Did it have to be alcoholism? Because you've called this an adult coming-of-age story, and to a certain extent, this is really about people in their 20s kind of suddenly having to deal with adulthood. Is that really what it's about? Could you have substituted something else for alcohol?
Absolutely. First and foremost, this isn't a story about alcoholism. It's a story sort of about fidelity, you know, about committing yourself to someone and being in an adult relationship and, you know, being willing to or not being willing to make the sacrifices that you need to do for your partner. And that could be any number of things, taking a job in another city. You know, in this case, these are two people who are head over heels in love with each other, but they just work when they're drunk. And when that's sort of removed from the equation, it destabilizes the relationship.
We talked about the cast earlier, Oscar winner Octavia Spencer. Most people will recognize Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad. Obviously, two people who are very used to playing drama. but let's take a listen here. This has Mary Elizabeth Winstead in it and Nick Offerman. He plays the vice principal at the school where she teaches.
I know you were drinking this morning. I saw you.
What? No. What?
Drinking when you're pregnant is really dangerous.
I know that. I'm not actually pregnant.
What?
Just, I'm really hungover, and the kids started asking me questions, and I threw up, and
Okay. It's not good.
I know. Please don't say anything.
Just go home. Get some sleep.
So how was this experience of directing Nick Offerman, obviously very well known for his comedic role as Ron Swanson on Parks and Rec, and a very different role for him here?
First and foremost, he's a great actor, not just a great comedian. And the first time we met in his wood shop in Glendale, and he showed me some of his canoes and tables, and we just talked about life and Wendell Berry books. And I just related to him as a person. And, you know, he has a very human and empathetic and sort of funny perspective on life. But when you spend time with him, he doesn't sort of try to tell one-liners or anything. And those are my favorite actors, those people who, you know, don't need to force the laughs.
You know, I got to ask you, James Ponsoldt, about the art of directing someone who's pretending to be drunk. Because, I mean, you know, people to pretend to be drunks and they're terrible at it, right? I mean, that's one of the worst things someone can try to do is act drunk.
It's tough. I mean, you're right. There's some really iconic performances that we've all seen of some famous screen alcoholics, and there's some really bad ones, and there's very little in between. You know, working with Mary Elizabeth Winstead, it was really important for us to, you know, understand the triggers that she had, because there's a saying that I'm going to mangle, but essentially that someone's emotional development stops when their addiction begins. So Kate is someone who, you know, when you meet her drunk, doing a karaoke version of Cruel to Be Kind by Nick Lowe, you know, she's kind of that drunk girl that you've seen in a bar that perhaps the audience at first glance will laugh at her, but then slowly during the course of the film will laugh with her and then sort of want to shake her like crazy because they, you know, see themselves. Sometimes in movies that deal with drug abuse or alcoholism, it seems sacrosanct to suggest that thing is fun, but it is, and we kind of get that out of the way.
One of the themes of the movie seems to be that this couple's relationship was based on partying. And when that went away, the marriage went on the skids. Does that mean the marriage should never have happened?
No, I mean, I don't think this couple really is going to regret a second they spent with each other. And I think they'll be grateful for all of the love and pain that they shared with each other and that we share with anyone that comes into our lives. You know, in this film, one of the, you know, members of the relationship, you know, is suddenly having to deal with herself and look at herself and be honest, you know, and have to finally start growing up, whereas her partner is still, you know, a little bit emotionally stunted, even if he has a lot of love in his heart for her. So I think, you know, there's a relationship to be had there, but they're really going to have to get to know each other all anew.
James Ponsoldt, whose new film is called Smashed. Our program is directed today by Brent Bachman, edited by Steve Lichtai, and produced by Phil Harrell. The staff includes Kenya Young, Lauren Silverman, Lily Percy, Amy Held, Becky Hersher, Sarah Ventry, Erica Morrison, and Brenda Salinas. Our interns are Acacia Squires and Barbara Sprunt. The technical director is Daniel Shukin. Our weekend web producers are Melissa Goh, Stephanie Federico, Krishnadev Cullimore, Steve Mullis, and Dana Farrington. Our reference librarian is Key Maleski. Mathoni Maturi is senior editor, and Steve Lichtai is our senior producer. And for Sunday, that's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. Check out our weekly podcast. Search for Weekends on All Things Considered on iTunes or on the NPR smartphone app. Click on Programs and scroll down. I'm Celeste Headlee. Guy Raz is back next weekend. Until then, thanks for listening and have a great week.